Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
36 to 45.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
At the county level, off on the wrong track.
Okay, thank you. Next question. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.565 mil? That translates to 0.65 cents per every $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And will you say you definitely be voting no against it, or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will also be paid by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you be voting yes in favor or no against it?
No.
Definitely no, or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote no?
See, the problem with these questions is that, you know, I'm all for the trails, but I'm not for the property taxes. I don't think we ought to be renting our property from the government. So,
okay.
You know, would I be willing to give for trails? Sure, I'd be willing to give. I help, and I'm a hiker. I support trails. I would donate, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be okay with property tax increase.
Okay, so definitely no. Okay.
Right.
As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will also cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. One through four.
Four.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, controlling wealth and development. Number two, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Number three, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Number four, improving local roads and infrastructure. Number five, protecting water quality and water supply. Number six, improving public education and local schools. Number seven, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Number eight, making housing more affordable. Number nine, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Or number 10, reducing traffic and congestion.
I think it's a tie between 2 and 8 because I think they can handle both in the same way by getting rid of property taxes.
Thank you.
Making housing affordable.
You retain information very well. Thank you. Next, you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about them?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Next. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, T-A-R-T Trails.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Grand Traverse County government?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. Next. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this money, these dollars, wisely?
No, no trust.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, probably. Yeah. Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Number one, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to maintain existing trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
I'm kind of in the middle on that one.
Somewhat disapprove.
It would depend.
Okay.
It really depends on what was the advancement, yeah.
Okay. What about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
I would strongly approve.
Okay. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
Okay. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
I would strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote local economic development?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Or number two, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Probably number two.
Number two. Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Do you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
It really, these are hard to answer because, it would depend on what taxes, what money was available. because if it came from property taxes, I'm not for it. You know, it's not going to change my mind. If it comes from maybe looking at other things and getting rid of wasteful spending, then I'd be much more likely to vote for things. You know,
More than likely, it will come from property tax. So,
that'll dictate the rest of what I think.
Okay, much less likely.
So I don't want you to think that, you know, I mean, because I know how these things, how surveys work, you know, and there's great information here. I'm not opposed to, you know, constructing new trails, maintaining trails. Like I said, I think we ought to do this is good for the community. But I think property taxes are horrible for the community. And so, and it's like, one to the other. So
this part is about property tax. The next part, it's about public private funding. So I'm just going to go ahead and go on to the next question. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all, or no difference?
It is somewhat convincing.
Okay. What about Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded? This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
You put me in a straight betwixt two again. That
no
sounds
problem.
Good, but the problem is where the money is coming from.
Okay, no problem. If that sounds not at all convincing, then that's what it is, you know?
It's not at all convincing,
No problem. Next, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds somewhat convincing?
It does. But again, you know, I mean, when you, it really depends because I'm not going to vote for something that's going to raise my property tax, even by a penny.
Okay. I
would I give $7 a month to help the trails? Yep. Certainly would.
Thank you very much. Next, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in the Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Yes, I mean, that's convincing, but again.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Yep, that's somewhat convincing as well.
Oh, thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Yep, that's somewhat convincing as well. These are all good
things.
You.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Yep.
Okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, that's convincing as well.
Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Yep, that's somewhat convincing as well.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, mm-hmm. be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
That's very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely no.
Definitely no. Okay, thank you. Now, this is the other part, the one I was telling you a minute ago. You will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too, not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities which already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Well, half of it sounds very convincing because, again, it's homeowners.
What happened?